Welcome to Words of Light for Today, a teaching ministry that shares godly principles while giving spiritual insight and divine revelation from the Word of God for the everydayness life brings. Be richly blessed as we join Linda Atkins.
From the earliest of times, there has always been Gnosticism. And with the death and the resurrection, with the coming of the Lord, Gnostics were so prevalent. I mean, they were in everything. So, I want us to read this. This is in Colossians chapter 2. And we're going to start in verse 6. And this is out of the New NLT. And now, it says, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down deep into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. So listen now. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in human body. So you are also complete through your union with Christ, who is head over every ruler and authority. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a physical circumcision, spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Jesus from the dead. Who is the who he's talking about? He's talking about the mighty power of God. And that same mighty power is working for us. Now, the main object of the Gnostics were to twist the nature of Christ. They twisted it completely. They believed that Jesus was a man, but that Christ entered into Jesus when he was baptized. Now listen what they taught. And left him right before he died. That's what narcissistic people believe. Mm-hmm. The Gnostics believed that Jesus did not really die. Because after all, if he died, then he was not really God. Others believe that he could not have been perfect and sinless because he created matter, which Gnostics believe to be evil. And there were also those who believed that Jesus was a created being, and that idea is still going around right now and is very strong in some of the Church of God's. But because they twisted that, they deny the nature and the role of Jesus Christ. And Gnostics are still doing that. But here's what they're for, and here's what they teach. They teach progressive revelation that the Word of God is not actually necessary, that you can live in such a high spiritual state that God will speak to you personally aside from the Word. So this is called progressive revelation, and they are still doing that today, and they're proponents of that today, and a lot of churches, even that knew better, has picked that up and said, you know, the written Word is that we have, and it's good, praise the Lord. But we need to come to a place in our prophecy, in our lives, to be prophets. And we all can be prophets. You can even go to school and learn how to be one. But they are proponents of this progressive revelation. And this is revelation that God is continually revealing himself right now to mankind. But let me tell you where we stop. This is where they are, but here's where we are. We believe that he is continually revealing himself through his Word. He said that everything was in him, all in all, that he was the head. He was the fullness of God. Okay, go over to chapter 1. And look at this. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God, verse 15. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones and kingdoms, rulers and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else. And he holds all creation together. Christ, listen, Christ is the head of the church, and which is his body. He is the beginning supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, listen, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him, God reconciled everything to himself. Everything in the world was apart from God until Jesus came as the living Word. Oh my God. We go back over to 1 John 14. Listen to this. John chapter 1. So the Word became human. The Word of God became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Oh, my God. Don't let anybody capture you with high sounding. I mean, everybody wants to hear God, but what you're going to hear from God is to go or to stay, to do or not to do, and it's going to line up with this. Amen. You don't hear God apart from this. Amen. Glory. You don't hear. There's no revelation outside of this. What is the revelation is the deep, rich secrets. But you see, if you believe them, then that threatens to plunder all of the secret riches that he has hidden just for us. We're not going to stay on the sidelines of Gnosticism. We're not going to do it. We're not going to believe the things that they believed. They questioned his nature. They questioned his role. They did not deify him. But we do. He was God's only son. And when God made him a body, that Word came right into that little body that was being formed. Yeah. He was God before he ever was baptized. But when he was baptized, here's what happened. His baptism was to change the power. He was the Son. And all the priesthood, the sons came in line, and the priesthood would take their son in succession and say before the crowd, "This is my son. He has the right to rule in my stead." So God was taking the priesthood away from the house of Levi, and he was placing it in the house of Judah. And he was taking it by absolute power. He took it away from them. And then he said, from heaven, with it opened up, with the Holy Spirit coming down on him. And he said with a loud voice, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." And right then, the priesthood became an exchange from Levi to Judah. And Jesus became the king and the priest and the prophet of everything forever and forever. Glory to God. And they didn't even know it. They did not even know it. But we have this awesome ability to know exactly what happened. Those that were standing around that had no spiritual understanding, they thought it thundered. It thundered all right, but it was the thundering voice of God declaring Jesus' sonship. And he did it by the Spirit of Holiness. The Spirit of Holiness, he caused him, he declared him to be the Son of God. Oh, Lord have mercy. This other stuff, we need to be aware of it, but we do not give ourselves to anything they say. They give precedence to the Word of God sometimes, but they also include the other spiritual writings and secret writings and mystic writings of all the other people that wrote. And I'm telling you, those books have no place with this word. There's a lot of things that you might find in some of them that explain things a little bit clearer, but I'm telling you, they do not have. If you want to have something clearly defined to you, all you got to do is get close to him and keep your face in this, and you will see how every bit of it fits together. And you do not have to have a PhD to do it. Because I have said some things to some PhDs that I know that did not know. What? I have PhDs come to my house and ask me for prayer because they saw the power of God in me. So I want you to pray for me. And I want you to pray for my husband. He has cancer. So I prayed for these PhDs. They both had one. I prayed for these PhDs. She got healed. Went to shouting in my house, fell on the floor, laid there for about, I don't know how long she laid there. We let her lay there until she got ready to get up. And her husband was healed of cancer. Now I'm telling you something right now. It just takes communion with God. It takes communion with him. It takes knowing him, hearing him, understanding him, becoming fully acquainted with him. The revelation is coming, but it's coming off of this. It's coming off of, oh my God, that's how that works. And you need a Bible with the reference in the center. And references at the bottom. So, because it'll send you to other places that correspond to this, and you can see it just stacks up on itself. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. He is. Don't let anyone capture it. You have You have Amplified there? Mm-hmm. Well, let me use it. He says here, so as you have received Jesus Christ, so you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, listen, regulate your lives and conduct yourself in union with and conformity to Him. That doesn't mean that you put that down to be half aggravated with somebody that is acting. You don't ever, once you pick this up, you don't lay it down. Amen. Now, you may have to walk away from people, but you do not have to react to them, because it will change the regulation of your nature. It will change the regulation of your life. You change the regulator on a gas heater, stove, dryer, etc. You change that regulator, and you're going to blow your house up. Are you going to have something come out from your stove and singe your eyebrows, and all your eyelashes will be gone? Because you changed the regulator. When you let other people dictate how you're going to behave, you let down, and the regulator of your life is changed. And some other nature that He's already destroyed through the power of God, changing our sinful nature, so that the Holy Ghost, you walk in Him, you live in Him. Therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives and conduct yourself in union with and conformity to Him. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded in Him, being continually built up in Him, because increasingly more confirmed and established in faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. For in Him the whole fullness of deity. There is no deity outside Him. There is no deity, no matter who says. The deity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, we don't like to say ghost. We prefer spirit. Well, God called Him the Holy Ghost, and He's His Holy Ghost, so we're going to say Holy Ghost. Sometimes we'll say spirit, whatever moves me. But don't get upset at the blood. Amen. This is a bloody religion. It had to be. We were all doomed for hell. But the blood stopped it. The blood of that sinless life stopped it. He said, see to it that no one carries you off as spoil and makes you yourselves captive by so-called philosophy and intellectualism and vain deceit and idle fantasies and plain nonsense. I've heard a lot of nonsense out of people trying to impress me with what they know. Having come to the fullness of life in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead. We are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and each full. Can you hear it? My Lord. This is so rich. Amen. And He is the head of all rule. And
and authority of every angelic principality and power. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands, but in the spiritual, but a spiritual circumcision performed by Christ by stripping off the old body of flesh, the whole, listen, the whole carnal, corrupt nature with its passions and lusts. And by allowing someone else to change your attitude, to change your response, to change the way you look, to change your behavior. Listen to me. Listen to me. It is to allow them to have control over you. Amen. What they just said, what they just did, how they behave, what they are saying, just had the control over you. Not supposed to be so. Because why? Because we have a regulator in our life. Now, we may not be physically and mentally ready for something to pop out at us, but you are always spiritually ready because the fullness of the Godhead bodily is on the inside of us. Glory to God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And whatever comes up, we are ready for it. And we will be surprised mentally and physically at our spiritual response if we are being fed on a daily basis and keeping our relationship with Him full and clear and clean. How wonderful is that? What a memorial. What a memorial He left for us. What a time to raise the banners of love. The flag of freedom. Amen. The reality of I was on my way to hell, but my destination has changed. Hallelujah. My journey has been turned around. Amen. I was going south, but the reciprocal of that is north, and I am headed north just as fast and hard as I can. Amen. Glory to the living God Almighty. Amen. Because He has fixed it that we do not have to be pulled off of what we know and what we understand and what is real from this word by vain deceits, intellectualism. People like to get into intellectual contests with each other. Ah, poo. Sometimes with their intellectual talks, they prove their ignorance. Because all wisdom comes from God. And if that wisdom by the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, I'm telling you, what you say will count when you need it to count. No matter what you're doing in business, at home, with your children, with people, no matter where you are, wisdom, you know, you don't have to use too much wisdom in here. But it's when you go out there and leave here that you need the wisdom of God with you all the time. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I choose as an act of my will to rejoice today. He said with all thanksgiving. Do this with all thanksgiving. He has rule and authority and power over every situation that comes up. Everything has been given to Him. And He said, all power has been given to me, therefore you go. So what was he saying? I have the power. I'm going to give it to you through the grace of God. The Lord said to me one day, I'm giving you my power in molecules of grace. I looked up the word molecule, and it didn't look like it meant very much. Like, you know, like I think a molecule can fit on the head of a pin. But so can atomic energy. The thing that created the atomic bomb, before it was all put together, you could sit that on the head of a pin. But look what it did. It blows up all creation. They put that thing right where they needed to put it. But I'm telling you, he said to me, I'm giving you my power in molecules of grace. And when I got to thinking about it, you know, a molecule of his power would be enough to do whatever you have to do. Especially if it's wrapped up in grace. If grace and the power of God's working at the same time, there's not anything you can't do. There's not anything you can't face. And the more you use it, Paul said, he increases the grace according to what you're doing. According to the standard that you have. According to what you are designed to do. Glory to God. So grace can be multiplied. Grace and peace too is multiplied to you. The more you use it, the more you have. The more you use it, the more you need it. The more you use it, the more you depend on it. And everything you do is wrapped up in that grace towards every single person. Therefore, your nature stays very still and very calm and very northerly bound.
Hallelujah.
That's why I love that. We call our studios Northbound Studios. We want everything we do, everything we say, everything that goes out over this television to touch people's lives.
Amen.
And to make them see in a clearer way, not what some are teaching, but what he's already seen.
Yes.
What he's already given to us. This is the power of God unto salvation. Glory to God. Why don't you stand to your feet and worship him with me? We need to know that our Bible is not just something that we can have if we want to, but it is our life. It is our instruction. It holds us and keeps us. Glory to God. And we are God's free people. Glory to his name. We worship you today, Holy Father. We worship you as the greatest memorial ever given or put up for men. Your resurrection is our memorial. Because you were raised from the dead, we too will be raised. But now we have been raised through baptism to walk in newness of life.
You have been watching Words of Light for Today with Linda Atkins. For prayer or a free CD of today's message, please call 904-289-9727. Visit our website at wordsoflight.org, where you may order explosive and anointed teaching messages or other great resources from our bookstore. Be blessed and join Linda Atkins next time as she brings Words of Light for Today.